in life, many people touch us, like the wind that rustles in the trees, then is gone, never to be felt again. Life is much like a quilt, that with each square there are memories that make up the fabric of our lives, and then at the end of our life we see this complete quilt. Well, we all move on in one direction ahead, making our way to the exit of this life and then on to the next. Whatever that life is and wherever it will lead us, one day all the memories I have will disappear. Like the fragrance of a distant fire burning in the fall, or the wisp of fresh-cut grass in the summertime. It is here we experience it, and it triggers memories of days gone past. Then, it's gone. No matter how hard I try to hang on to that memory and the feelings and the emotions it triggers, I can't. And in an instant, as quickly as it came, I am saddened by the absence of that memory. Now I face a future like I've faced since my birth, an unknown that is filled with mystery and fantastic events that will change my life and bring joy and even sadness with it. If I am honest, I am eagerly awaiting those things as a child awaits for Christmas morn or the last day of school so summer can begin. I am older now and I see things so differently than when I was younger. And I appreciate things more than before, knowing that they will soon be gone. I look at flowers differently, sunsets, and people with the realization that one day they too will be gone and I won't have their presence with me anymore. I have learned to appreciate the small things that bring me so much joy and peace. Peace. A word I love and a life I desire to have with peace as my companion. I worked hard on my marriage for more than 38 years, and then one day I realized, you know, a relationship shouldn't have to be work. It should come easy and without fanfare or drama, and especially pain. Something I experience more than love or joy, and most importantly, peace. I decided one day that it was just too much, and I asked my college sweetheart for a divorce. I decided the years of abuse and drama had taken its toll on me, and it was time for me, and only me. I know, it's a selfish expression, if ever but one that I was ready to assume. You see, I'd taken care of her and our three children and even our son Miles, who passed away. I'd given all of me to them selflessly for years and years, and now in the twilight of my life, I wanted to reserve some of that care and love for myself, for the things that I wanted, the peace I craved like air to breathe. I decided that life was to be lived in a way that involved all the things that I liked, I wanted to do, and the places I wanted to see, and to smell every flower I passed and stop and watch the sunset and sunrise. If I were awake and enjoy every morsel of substance and sustenance I obtained. Now I would make my own decisions based on myself, my preferences, and what I wanted, without the hassle of having to consider another person. Did I really need a partner to share my memories with? I don't think so. I can't imagine not being able to go places because my partner didn't want to go. I'd done that for 38 years, and I'd given up so much for happiness, and then sacrificed so much for her and the children. It was my time. Like a man with a deadly disease and limited days ahead of him, I'd made my choice, Though that choice was not an easy one, it was necessary for me to maintain my peace and stability. Now I see the future as a blank canvas, awaiting the master's touch to paint a masterpiece, one that would be enjoyed by me only, and though the strokes might be slow and methodical, I would one day have a piece of art that reflected my life as I wanted it. Like any painting of a 5-year-old, one day it's on the refrigerator in a place of distinction and honor, and soon after, replaced by another hand, made into a turkey, and eventually tossed into the trash to become part of the local landfill. My life, too, will be burned up and tossed into a pile of others who had similar lives. Only the few memories of those who once knew me and cared enough to remember me will remain, and then one day as they leave this world and finish their quilt, they too will forget me. I hope in that place beyond this one, I can find them again, and perhaps we can talk of this life and the memories we shared. Wouldn't it be nice if that were the case? Wouldn't it be nice if we could sit and talk without the constraints of time jeering over us like a Cheshire cat or an obnoxious alarm with less than a few seconds to sound? We could sit and enjoy the conversations of our lives and share our personal struggles and accomplishments and shared memories without time running out. Oh, how precious those memories would be, and that time to spend with one another, and knowing that we have eternity to talk to each other and learn about one another as we never did in this life. I guess until then, we'll only have thoughts of hope until we can get there to confirm that it is a reality. So, until then, I will gaze at the sunsets and sunrises like a new lover at his beauty or the first glance of a newborn child. I will hold those memories to my heart and with precious intentions make them my best memories ever. Flowers will be seen and fragrances will be smelled and food will be enjoyed as never before. I shall live the life I have always wanted and only now discover that I need. I will pledge to live each day with zeal and determination, and I shall endeavor to persevere.